Today's Veterans Radio program is dedicated to all the companies and corporations who are committed to providing training and employment for all our military men and women, past and present. Veterans Radio salutes you today.
From the studios of Ave Maria Radio in Ann Arbor, this is Veterans Radio. And now, here's your host, Bob Gould.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. Bob Gould here for Veterans Radio, coming to you from live from the studios of Ave Maria Radio right here in beautiful Ann Arbor, Michigan. Want to welcome you all to a spring day. Yeah, I think we got a little bit of a late start today. You know, all this computer stuff. Wow. Well, I know we've got people today that have answers for that. Corporations that are going to be hiring veterans. Jobs, that's right. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Lots of jobs. Hey, what do I do to get a job? Well, here's what you do. You listen to the program to start and get a hold of these corporations. I hope you have your resume dusted off. I hope you have a notepad in front of you, pencil, pen, whatever. Because, and with me in the studio is my partner, longtime partner, Dale Thronberry.
Good morning, Bob. I'm just wondering how many leprechauns are still running around the studio left over from St. Patrick's Day, because it was obviously somebody was messing around with our equipment. Little tiny gremlins.
Little tiny. And you know, and we do. We, because folks, we're military. We follow protocol. We actually have a protocol when we come here, and we followed the protocol.
Oh, well.
But what do? We adapt, right?
Well, you adapt, and you just talk really loud, and you don't even need the broadcasting system. I'm going on there, so what the heck?
What the heck, yeah.
You know.
So, well, we're on the air now, and with me in the studio is my, well, my guest, and I invited him over today, is Andrew. Andrew is the president of...
of Veterans Refuge Network. You had us on last week, Bob, and I appreciate the opportunity to come back again today.
Well, he's going to be with us today and probably commenting on some of the issues that we're going to be talking about, which is mainly jobs for veterans. Well, we'll be with our first guest in just a moment, so stay tuned. Yeah, no, we're not going to cut you off again, folks, so stay tuned. We'll be right back right after this. Very important message. Don't go away.
You have honorably served the United States and the Marine Corps in times of peace and war. Now, we would like to serve you. The Marine Scholars Program covers the total cost of attending Ave Maria University. By combining resources from the Ave Maria University Marine Scholars Funding, federal financial aid entitlements, and the GI Bill, the benefits are granted for the duration of the recipient's study at Ave Maria University, contingent upon good conduct and good academic standing. The Marine Scholars Program is open to all reserve and active component Marines and other combat veterans of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom who have honorably served our country. Please visit us online at www.avemaria.edu or call the Assistant Director of Admissions at 239-280-2552. You helped us. Now let us help you. Semper Fi.
Dip, 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 dip.
Tell you what, you get yourself a Veterans Radio bumper sticker if you call us at 877-573-7825. Tell me what was the name of that record. That should be pretty easy. It was the name of the record. And who was the group doing that? Boy, that goes back a little bit. Dale, do you know who that was?
I don't have a clue.
Oh, not a clue.
I know you know these things.
Okay. Well, our first guest today is Cheryl L. Johnson, professional engineer. She's with the Spalding the Decker Association, Associates Incorporated out of Rochester, Michigan. She manages the engineering department at Spalding the Decker. Cheryl, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Good morning, Bob. Yep, this is Cheryl Gregory.
Well, good. You have your coffee handy?
I do.
And you're all ready to do this. Well, you know, when I look here and I looked at your bio, and you're a Michigan native. You graduated from the Lawrence Institute of Technology in engineering. But here you're talking about, man, how did you get involved with hiring over at Spalding the Decker?
Well, as the director of engineering, I oversee all of our engineering activities, and that includes hiring the right people, getting good talent, Bob. And that's why I'm so excited to be on your radio program this morning.
Well, tell us a little bit about what it is that you folks. I know that you're in surveying construction, but give us a little bit more detail about what Spalding the Decker does.
Oh, sure. We're an civil engineering surveying company. We work on all different kinds of public works projects, roads, sewers, and our surveying group goes all over the country doing different kinds of surveying projects, from everything from pipelines to architectural construction. We've worked on the Cobo Center expansion here in Detroit, but we go all over the country. We follow our clients. They take us with them. They're so happy with our service that they take us with them.
So when you talk about the country, but you also talk about Canada, isn't that right?
Yeah. We've got several survey crews up in Alberta, and, boy, it's beautiful up there.
I believe it.
As far down as San Antonio, we also have an office in San Antonio.
It's beautiful there, too.
From north to south.
And here's a salute to all of those that are listening from down there in Texas and in Canada. So you're all over the United States, you're international, and I'm looking here, you are seeking, amongst other things, surveyors, inspectors, CAD. What's a CAD? Besides somebody who doesn't treat his girl right,
That's right.
It's not the same.
Computer-aided design and drafting, Bob. We're in need of folks that have skills using AutoCAD or MicroStation, different electronic drawing systems.
Well, the other position that you have is project managers. Now, when we look at all these, that is a wide range of skill levels. How do you extrapolate that from the veteran population? Go ahead and tell us.
Well, one of the things we like to learn about a candidate, a veteran or active duty military person, is what they've done in their military career, because oftentimes we find that the experience that they have in their military career, although it might not be exactly what we do, it transfers so easily. So the additional training that we provide usually goes a lot quicker than with, you know, a civilian that doesn't have any kind of, you know, real project experience. So that's why, you know, we're very interested in talking with veterans.
Now, you do provide training, though, is that correct?
Oh, sure.
Right.
Yep.
So what we're looking for is, here I am a veteran, I'm hearing this program, or one of my family members heard this program. Gee, I don't know what to do, but this sounds interesting. I'm not sure if I'm qualified. What should they do then? Go ahead.
Well, you know, on our website, if they go to our website, which is www.sda-eng.com, you can click on the first page. It says click here to see our employment opportunities, and they'll see the list of employment opportunities. They can apply online. They can just send us their resume and then either follow up with a phone call if we don't call them first. And we'll talk about the skills and what types of projects we have or what types of openings we have, and just talk a little bit, see if it's a good fit, see if they want to explore the opportunity. And that's probably the easiest way to contact us, right online.
Now, that includes women, too. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And,
sure.
I know. Well, hey, I come from another generation, but things are all different now. That's right. So men and women can give you. Why don't you give us that website again?
Sure. www.sda, and that's the abbreviation for Spalding D. Decker Associates, -eng.com.
Okay, writing that down. By the way, folks, if you have a question or a comment for any of our guests, including today from Spalding the Decker Associates, please give us a call at 877-573-7825. So we have training is available, And, well, tell us a little bit more about the history of Spalding Dedecker in working in the Detroit metro area.
No, I'd love to. We've been in business over 60 years. We're celebrating our 60th anniversary in 2014. We're very excited about that. We were founded by an engineer and a surveyor, Frank Dedecker and Vern Spalding, and we have several Dedeckers still working for us. They're surveyors. So we're proud of that legacy. We're very proud of that legacy. We're a 100% employee-owned company, and I think that's important for your listeners to know about because that changes our culture quite a bit. Talk about accountability. When you're an owner, part owner of a company, you really respect that. So that changes our culture. We're proud of that. Like I said, we do have offices in Michigan. We were founded in Michigan, but we also have offices in San Antonio as well as up in Canada. And we're a medium-sized firm, which is nice because we're big enough to go after really large, exciting projects, but small enough that our employees don't get lost in the shuffle. You know, you're not just a number. On any given day, if you're in our Rochester Hills office, you might run into the president or a director. You know, it's a nice size company to work in.
Well,
I have to say, I've been there 11 years.
Right now, I have on line one Keith Luma, an employee of SDA and a veteran. Keith, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Well, how are you doing? You're out. Where are you right now?
I am in Sterling Heights right now working on a very large sanitary sewer project. It's the largest one in the state's history, and I've been on this job now for going on 3 years and continuing.
Now you've served in the Army, right? Is that correct? Yeah.
No. Navy CB.
Oh, that's right. Can do, folks. Can do is our former partner, and we love him very much and miss him. Gary Lilly would say, can do. He was at Chulai in that, that wonderful little party we had for a couple of years, right? But being a CB, so your skills just melded right into the SDA folks. Is that correct?
For the most part, yes. Actually, when I started at Spalding Dedecker 15 years ago, I started as a CAD technician in our survey department. I was a draftsman, and I worked my way up to where I'm at. Now I've pretty much worked in every department at the company. That's one of the great things about Spalding is that they will more than happy to train you, and if you show the initiative, you can pretty much do anything at this company.
Well, not only show the initiative, I'm sure I can share this with you because I received this in the email that you are a disabled vet and you're working there at SDA. Tell us a little bit about that. How have those accommodations been?
Oh, they're great. I mean, I don't need any special accommodations, but you're treated like anybody else at Spalding. So, and we have several people with disabilities at Spalding, and right down to we have one gentleman who's was born totally deaf, and he's worked here for I think going on 20 years now. So Spalding accommodates everybody.
Tell us
good morning,
about,
Keith.
Tell us about
morning, Cheryl.
The Valor Club at Pecan Valley in San Antonio. Tell us about that, Keith.
You know, that's probably one that Cheryl could better answer than I could because she's directly involved in it. I'm not.
Okay. Well, Cheryl, tell us about the
sure.
Valor Club sure. at Pecan Valley. Pecan, I didn't know they had pecans in Texas.
Yeah. Oh, they sure do. It's a very interesting project. We're very lucky to be part of the team that's developing the Valor Club. Basically, Mr. Dan Pedrotti is the visionary for this project, and they're creating a golf and recreation community that centers around the needs of veterans and our wounded warriors, and it's very cool. There's so much information at their website for it, so if you go online and search for Valor Club Pecan Valley San Antonio, you'll find their website. It'll pop right up. It's a very exciting project.
So here you are, folks. Not only do you have a position that's available with this corporation, but they're doing veterans things as well. Wow, what a cool thing. You worked as a veteran, you were in the military, and now you can work and doing veterans things when my partner's signaling me. Dale, you have a comment.
No, I just wanted to welcome you to Veterans Radio and thank you very much for the support that you're providing to the veterans community. Could you give me the name of that organization again down in Texas?
Sure. It's the name of the project is the Valor Club at Pecan Valley.
Okay.
That's in San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Huh?
It gets hot down in San Antonio, if I remember correctly.
Right.
What's heat? Oh, that's right.
But this corporation, Dale, has projects in Canada and all over the U.S. Yeah. And here you got you have the colder weather up in Canada and you got the warmer weather down. Well, you could have really pretty much your pick of where you'd like to go to work for these folks.
Well, I think what's important though is to remind our audience that there are many, many corporations. You know, Spaulding DeDecker is not the only one. But the point is that they support these veterans. Outreach programs that are going on around the world, and we really appreciate that, and I know that Andrew does too, because it's the type of thing that he's trying to do with his organization. So thank you very much for your support of all of these different outreach programs you've got.
Well, our pleasure, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Cheryl, tell us what are some of the attributes that you have found with your veterans that have been a part of the SDA?
Well, like I mentioned before, you know, we find that the prior experience that a veteran brings is easily transferred to whatever projects we're doing because we're problem solvers. When we get out into a project, you know, our clients hire us to solve their engineering and surveying problems. So, you know, the problem solving abilities that the veterans bring, it just transfers so easily. And teamwork, you know, we don't do projects individually. It's always got a team. We've always got a project manager. We've got engineers. We've got technicians. We've got surveyors. And they have to work as a team to make a successful project. And certainly teamwork is, you know, something that our military folks know something about, a little bit about.
Well, I would think, too, in the kind of business that you're in, you have to be a self-starter. You got to show up. Do your job, right? You have to do what you're told, or you might have to maybe make a little improvise out in the field. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Got to be able to think on your feet. Definitely got to be able to think on your feet. Got to have a sense of integrity. That's something that when our clients talk about, you know, what they like about us, integrity is one of the things we want to come up first. And accountability, you know, no excuses. Got to be accountable.
One more time, give that website where they can go and get more information.
Sure, www.sda-eng.com.
SDA, folks, that's Sierra Delta Alpha, right? SDA, good. Do you have any last comments you want to say to our audience before we close out on this interview? Go ahead.
I sure want to encourage them to go to our website, send us a resume, call us, talk to us. We're hiring, and 2014 is going to be a great year, Bob.
I think it will, too. And, Keith, thank you very much for being on the program. Good luck down there in San Antonio. Keith?
Thank you very much for having me on.
Good. Okay. And to you, Cheryl, thank you very much for being on the program.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for what you do.
Okay. Boy, wow. That was really exciting stuff.
Hmm? It is. That is very exciting stuff. I was just thinking, I want to
sign up.
Too bad we're not an engineer.
How would you like to work in, you know, Alberta?
No, thanks.
With the mountains. And
with the
bald eagles.
Arctic vortex comes down through there in July.
Arctic vortex, all right. Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that are happening right now is there's going to be some soldiers are going to be let go. They're going to have an early discharge. And because the military budget is being slashed,
yes,
and it does, these folks will be coming out into the employment, into the workers' world. What do you think about, Dale? When you came out of Vietnam, what do you think about all that?
Well, I think what happens when they do these early out, it kind of throws off your planning. I know I got... I guess the terminology was RIFT at the time, 6 months early. And so I was planning to you know, get out of the service, come up. I was coming to Ann Arbor to go to school in September, but they told me to go home in May. And so we had to scramble to, you know, to come up with the money, to, you know, where are we going to live, and so on and so forth. And we were fortunate enough to be able to move up here in May and get some part-time summer working with the rec department and so on and so forth. But it's difficult sometimes when you don't, you know, you haven't planned that far ahead, which all of us should do, of course. And so I would encourage anybody that's in the military right now that you better, you know, start saving your pennies, because you may not know when you're going to get, you know, let go, or you're going to put into the reserves or a National Guard unit. I'm not exactly sure how it works today, but I think that it's some prior planning, and I'm sure that the military, whatever branch you're in, is going to be having, you know, training sessions to remind these people.
Well, I see that there's going to there's a bill being presented before Congress right now to expand the health, education, and other benefits for military veterans, and I hope that measure passes. We need to have bipartisan support on that. Support our veterans.
Oh, absolutely. And again, we go back to all of these corporations that are supporting veterans organizations and activities out there that are putting on job fairs. And so we encourage all these veterans out there, just keep checking your emails, checking on the websites, various websites for the different organizations. There's probably going to be a job fair in your area sometime this summer, I'll bet you.
Well, there are some congressmen that are saying that this bill is too expensive. You know what I got to say about that, Bob?
Yeah, well, we can't say that on the air.
Well, but I can say this.
You know, it's not too expensive to have a war, but it's too expensive to take care of the veterans that fought the war.
Exactly. What do you think about that, Andrew?
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think if we budget to send our soldiers and our Marines and our airmen to war, we need to account for a budget to take care of them when they come home. And part of that is making sure that they have effective employment and the skills that translate from the military to civilian life so that they can continue their life and have an effective life with their family.
And can you comment at all, Andrew, and why don't you tell the folks very quickly, though, what is your background in the military?
My background in the military is I've been in the National Guard for 12 years. I was a medic for 8 of those years and deployed to Iraq in 2005. When I came home, I took advantage of my GI Bill benefits and went back to school. And now I'm continuing my military career as a cavalry officer in a National Guard unit here in Michigan.
And, of course, you had your job waiting for you, which is something that that even the folks at Spalding, I know that's one of their highlights, is that their job is waiting for the military person.
Yeah, exactly. So I had the fortune of working for a very veteran-friendly organization before I even joined the military. They supported me through my initial training, and I had a home to come back to. They supported me through my deployment. I had a home to come back to. But I understand that not every veteran is in that situation, and not every veteran has that support from a job that's ready for them when they come home.
Okay. Our next guest, Nina. Are we all set? We've got Mr. Paul Kukurist Jr., President of the Association for Manufacturing Excellence, President of the Day Develop Relationships, Key Leaders in Industry and Government. Welcome to Veterans Radio, Paul.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for having me on.
And where are you responding from?
I'm responding from Glen Ellen, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago.
Ah, yes, Chicago. Yes, they call Ann Arbor the Chicago of the Midwest. Something like that. No, we can't even come close, Paul. No, I know. You have a very, very – how many members do you have in your organization?
We have over 4,000 individual members and approximately 260 corporations with multiple manufacturing facilities throughout North America.
Okay, this is AME, Association for Manufacturing Excellence. The manufacturing sector, it's in the midst of a major skill shortage. Folks are getting older. Baby boomers like Dale and I are retiring at some point, doing something, and so there is a big gap in there. Paul, tell us about that.
Yes, the manufacturing sector is experiencing a tremendous skill gap as we begin to age our workforce. We've got two problems, probably over 600,000 manufacturing jobs available, and then we have individuals who are unemployed, including our veterans. So there's that skill gap. And we're looking at that from a couple different ways. Number one, we would like to provide a job board of manufacturing jobs that are available. That'll be up on our website within the next 30 days. Secondly, we would like to provide scholarships for manufacturing-focused careers, where veterans can go to community colleges and enroll in manufacturing-oriented career paths. We have a scholarship program for that. In addition to that, we are looking at helping manufacturers through a program we call Vet Strong. The Vet Strong program helps manufacturers understand where to get veterans, how to translate, as indicated by your previous caller, how to translate the competencies of our veterans into the needs of the manufacturing community. The Vet Strong program is being conducted throughout North America for a number of different manufacturers.
Now, is that part of the AME, your organization, Values Veterans Program?
Yes, that is the Values Veterans Program.
That is it. So it's under two different names. Why don't you give that website where folks can get more information?
AMEValuesVets.com is basically the website that you can go to for the Values Vets programs. And we would encourage veterans to come to any of those sessions with the manufacturers to get more familiar with the jobs that are available and to understand how they can translate what they've learned and what they've experienced in the military and how that applies to manufacturing jobs.
Now, I noticed here on another website, AME.org, that is the official corporate association website. I see it's capital AME. Is that important?
No.
Okay. AME is at Alpha Motel Echo.org. So they can go there and find all this information on that website. Is that correct?
That is correct. AME.org is our main website. You can find scholarship information in there. You can find the job board information in there. And another aspect that, with regard to finding a job, is networking and building your skills and networking. And we have over 100 different events conducted throughout the North America for organizations to learn how to continuously improve their organizations. These events are an opportunity for our veterans to, number one, learn about continuous improvement and excellence, and number two, network with various corporations that are attending these events. And I would like to offer to all of our veterans who are on the air today that if they are interested in attending any of the events that are listed on our website, and there's a calendar with all the information on there, we would be more than happy to complimentary count their attendance at these events.
Wow!
All they would have to do
That's huge.
Would be to email info@ame.org and indicate you heard it on the radio, and you will be interested in attending that, and we will have our registrar, Brooke, put them in on a complimentary basis for our veterans.
Folks, you're hearing it right directly from the president of this association. What did you have, like 200, 300, 300 companies, corporations?
We have 260 corporations, but more importantly, Bob, we have our enterprise excellence membership, which is all facilities of a corporation throughout North America. And in our enterprise memberships, we have 180 different manufacturing facilities that are involved with us throughout North America.
Well, as one last, you talk about understanding the competencies, there we are, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, the competencies that exist with veterans, characteristics in hiring veterans. Why don't you take a moment and go ahead and comment on that?
Well, you know, if you talk to our manufacturers that I've visited with, you ask them why. Why do they want to hire a vet? And they say some very, very, very direct reasons. Number one, they do what they're told. Number two, they're objective-oriented. Number three, they're very team-oriented. You heard that in your previous caller as well. And these are the skills that manufacturers are looking for. The competencies that they're looking for. They're looking for a good work ethic. They can develop some of the technical skills that are required for the various types of jobs we have. However, you know, sometimes it's very difficult to get the people skills, the communication skills, the commitment, and the dedication to a specific objective that we find in our veteran community.
Well, okay, we're getting right to the halfway break in our program. One last time, you have about 1 minute. Go ahead and say something and tell our audience what it is. It's all of our veterans. What would you like to say?
What I would like to say is thank you. Thank you for giving us this country the way it is and protecting us. And, Bob, I want to thank you for what you're doing for our veterans. We are totally committed to supporting our men and women in the military, and we'll do everything we can to help them on their road to success.
Paul, this is Dale Thornberry. I wanted to thank you for coming on our program, and I wanted to know if you could just give us that address or email address where people could register for your job programs again. I missed being able to write it down fast enough.
Just go info at AME.org.
Okay. Got it.
And if you have a problem with that, just call.
Hey, I was in the
By
Army.
The way,
I
Bob, I'll also tell you, we have 9 regions in North America. And in each of those regions has a governing board that run a variety of activities of volunteers. So we have like 135 individuals throughout North America. So our vets can also contact them directly, and their contact information is on our website. And they're all there to help assist what's going on if you can't get through the main office. So if you want somebody local, take a look at the website and contact somebody on a local basis.
Okay, one more time, folks. That's AME.org for the official AME, that's the association website, or info at AMEAlphaMotelEcho.org. Info at AME.org. Paul, I want to thank you very much for being on the program. We'll look to having you on the program again, and you have yourself a great morning.
I look forward to it, and thank you very much for having me.
Whew. Wow. Boy, that's 2 in a row. Man, that's exciting. Well, let's go to our break. Nina's ready. She's shaking her head. And here we go, right after this important message and our break. We'll be right back with the Conway Freight People and Roush Racing. Don't go away.
You're listening to Veterans Radio live from our flagship station, WDEO 990 AM in Ann Arbor, Michigan, WMAX 1440 AM in Saginaw, Michigan, WDEO 98.5 FM in Naples, Florida, or find us online at AveMariaRadio.net.
For America's wounded warriors, sometimes coming home can be a battle in itself. Every one of them needs our support to meet the challenges they face every day. The USO provides Americans a way to offer that support to our wounded warriors and their families. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in their lives. The USO.
Okay, we're back on Veterans Radio. We're talking all about jobs today. Jobs, 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 jobs. And, you know, even if you're not a veteran and you happen to be one of the non-veteran civilians who listen to this program, well, I suppose you can apply too. So get that paper and pencil, get those resumes ready, and we proceed on with our jobs program. Right now, we have Conway Freight. That's right. By the way, every Saturday morning, Dale and I and Nina, we pass headquarters of Conway Freight right here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I love looking up at that blue sign. You know, it's kind of, because it is, everything else is dark all around there. We're sort of rural, and on our way to the station and the studio, we pass Conway Freight. Well, here, they gave us a call a few weeks back and said, we'd like to come on the air, and we'd like to tell you about our veterans program. They've been on a few years back when our former partner Gary Lilly interviewed the president back then, but on the phone with me right now, on the line right now with me is Mr. Bert Johnson, Vice President of Human Resources for Conway Truckload. Welcome to Veterans Radio, Bert.
Thank you very much, Bob. Appreciate you having me on this morning.
What is Conway Truckload?
Conway Truckload is an over-the-road trucking company. We haul freight in all 48 states. It's really, we carry products that, like clothing that we wear and food that we eat. And so it could be anything from light industrial materials to clothing to manufactured machinery.
Now, the trucking is located in Joplin. What's located up here in Ann Arbor?
In Ann Arbor, that is the Conway Freight headquarters, as well as the Conway Inc. headquarters. Conway Truckloads office is in Joplin, Missouri.
Okay, and that's is that where the terminals are, or are they all over the U.S.?
The Conway Truckload facility, that's our main office, and we also have a terminal located there. Conway Truckload also has four other terminals kind of located north-south. So we actually have one in Taylor, Michigan. We have one in West Memphis, Arkansas. We have one in Lancaster, and we have one in Laredo.
Okay, we're talking to folks that know folks that are looking for positions, or they themselves are looking for positions. You have 3,000 employees. Wow, how many of those are veterans?
We actually have Conway Truckload has 3,700 employees, and we have about 3,000 drivers, and about 17% of those are veterans. That's about 650 drivers for us.
Now, that's a big chunk there, and I'm looking here that the average tenure of these employees is 4.5 years. That says a lot. That says a lot for the corporation. That means that, folks, what that comes down to is that Conway Freight takes care of their employees, especially their employer, their veteran employees. Bert, why don't you touch on a few things that you do for the veterans?
Okay, so so you know, a lot of the veterans continue on with assignments, and so one of the things that we work very hard at is to get those veterans home for training, for reservist duty, those types of things. We also have several programs for transitioning military and vets to pick up a new career called truck driving. Truck driving is a very noble profession. In fact, Bob, I think you were a truck driver, weren't
you? Absolutely. 8 years. Roadway, there I go. I don't know. Are they still in business?
They're part of somebody else now.
Okay. Oh, but what a job. It was great. Great. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so we find the military, the vets, are disciplined, hardworking. They're very family-oriented and used to working in challenging environments and difficult conditions. And let's face it, trucking is one of those environments. Our drivers are home, away from home for possibly several weeks. And so we do everything we can to make those drivers feel part of a family. And then when they really need to get home to see their family, we ensure that they get home.
Okay, I'm listening to this program, or I know somebody that's going to value from this information from this program, but I don't have a CDL. Man, I don't have any training. What am I going to do? What do you do for those folks?
Okay, so we have several connections around the country with various truck driving schools, and veterans can use their GI benefits to receive that education free from those schools. The GI benefits actually goes to pay for that. And then once they get their CDL, they come to work for us. They actually continue their benefits for another year, up to $1,000 a month, while driving for us, in addition to the pay that they're receiving driving for us. So whether you have a CDL or you don't have a CDL, we have programs for our transitioning military.
Well, I see here by the notes that you folks were able to send over to me that you're hiring an average of 7 to 10 veterans per month for truckload driving positions, but that's going to increase to 20 to 25 a month. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, the reason we're doing that is because, first off, as I had mentioned earlier, the military folks coming back, they epitomize leadership and diligence and respect for chain of command. So they're an ideal employee for us, an ideal truck driver. And so what we want to do is we want to increase the share of veterans that come to work for us. It's not only the right thing to do for those veterans who have, you know, paid the ultimate price, but it's the right thing to do for the company and for the country.
Now, I see here that you work with the U.S. Army, and, oh, boy, all this. PAYS. Don't you tell us about the Army PAYS.
Yeah, we call it the Army Pays Program, and so it's a partnership with the Army that we will give preference to Army people coming out of the military if they sign up for the program prior to going into the military, and when they come out, they're virtually guaranteed a job with the companies that have partnered with Army Pays.
Well, folks, we always like to thank and salute corporations that help veterans. And, of course, we have four extremely valuable examples today. But Conway Freight takes it a little bit more. In 2012, they were the recipient of the Department of Defense's Patriot Award. Why don't you tell us about that?
We've done many different programs to hire veterans and take care of veterans while they're serving an active duty, whether returning to work. One of the benefits of working for the Conway organization is that while a soldier is in the military, we will continue to pay them above what they make in the military. So in other words, we pay a differential for military personnel while they're serving.
And I see also here that you deliver, send out care packages. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, in the, you know, so we all know that the serving military have needs, and whether it be clothing, whether it be treats, whether it be anything that is needed by the service people, it's something that we can provide. It provides spirit within our organization, and we work very hard to make them feel that they are not forgotten and that we really appreciate all the service that they do.
Well,
I have a quick question. Bert, this is Dale Thronberry. Thank you again for what Conway does, and I want to encourage our audience now, when you're driving down Route 80 and you see those blue trucks go by, honk your horn.
And
give them a salute. I think that it's terrific that you not only do you retain your veterans that are being deployed or whatever it is, that you're making up the difference in pay. That's fantastic. I want to thank you and Conway for what you're doing right there. That's unusual.
And you know what? It's been ever since that we had Conway on the program. It was about 4 years ago, something like that. Right, Dale? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, about that. That you folks are still hiring veterans, still bringing veterans, because you know, Bert, that what this all means to have that qualifying genre, that demographic, they're coming. But, you know, and we hear so often, oh, gee, I don't want to go there, and then somebody is not going to pay any attention to me. I don't think that's going to be the case. Bert, why don't you tell one more time, here I am, a listener, and I'm hearing all this, or my nephew, I want to get the information. What do I do? Bert, tell us.
All right. There's several different methods where somebody can get the information. They can call us first off at 800-641-4748. They could go to our website, which is con-way.com, and click on careers. They could also go to True2Blue, so that's T-R-U-E, the number two, blue, B-L-U-E.com. They can find us on Facebook, /Conway Truckload, or they can actually even tweet us at True2Blue.jobs.
Yeah.
That's easy for us to say.
Dale, did you get all of that?
I got most of it. I just wanted to make sure I got the website and how to get into it, so that we want to put this up on our website later today, so people can go and they listen to the archives. All these connection links will be on there.
That's another thing, folks. You want to go to our website, veteransradio.net, and click on archives. All this information will be up there. You can listen. Yes, it won't be live, of course. That'll be recorded. Or you could even record off the archive programs and get all this information. Bert, we want to thank you very much for being on the program. We have about 30 seconds. Is there something that you'd like to tell all our listeners?
Sure. First off, I appreciate the opportunity to participate, and I appreciate what you and Dale have been doing for over 10 years. Bottom line, we find that veterans and the reservists are talented, loyal, and motivated employees. They are welcomed here. We support, no, we actually celebrate their desire and their commitment to serve our nation. And we find that they are invaluable as an employee.
Well, we want to thank you again, and you will be back. Is that right? Will you come back on the program?
Be more than happy to.
Well, thank you, and have yourself a great day.
You too, Bob. Take care.
Wow, boy, was that really... You know what? It does it not get your energy just to hear all this?
I think it's just terrific that all of these corporations are out there with special programs for these men and women who are, you know, looking for work, and that's what they want to do. They want to come back and be contributing members again. And people like Conway and all of them.
All of them. AME, Spalding.
Yeah, it's great. In fact, I just got a tweet. From somebody saying, what was the name of that company up there in Rochester? The engineering
Spalding.
Company, Spalding De Decker.
De Decker, yeah.
Right, De Decker. That's what I thought. So I got a text. I'm sorry. Like Bob, we don't know what we're talking about. We just know that these things work somehow. So I got this message that said, what was that company's name? So who knows? Cool.
SDA.org. Yes. Without going back to my notes. Okay. Well, we'll be right back. Veterans Radio, we still have another quarter hour to go. Nina's ready for our third break, and don't go away.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Ah, we're back on Veterans Radio. Bob Gould, Dale Thromey, and Andrew Turner are all in the studio talking about jobs, jobs, jobs. Get jobs, everybody, jobs. By the way, if you want more information on any of these companies, corporations we're talking with today, go on our archives. It should be posted, what, Dale?
Sometime this afternoon. Actually, I'm hoping to get it up as soon as I get home. So we'll get this information up there for you as soon as possible.
Okay, continuing on with our final guest, bringing up the finish line right here. Oh, finish line, nice pun. It's going to be folks from Roush Raceway, that's right, the NASCAR people, Roush Automotive, and they have a program for veterans and have had for a number of times. And on the line with me is Steve, I'm going to get this right, Steve Seattle, Vice President of Prototype Services, and Adrian Leonard, a corporate recruiter. Both of you, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Good.
Yeah, let me congratulate you. Great job on the last name.
Well, thank you very much. And by the way, is there a race today?
You know what? There is a race weekend, and Jack is out. As you know, that's one of his passions is racing.
That's right. And there's a Hire the Heroes card driven by Greg Biffle. I believe it's number 16. Will that be racing today?
You know what? I am not sure. They're out in California this weekend.
Yeah. Last week when you were in Texas, was it?
Mm-hmm.
I know it was racing there. Well, anyway, Steve, tell us about the Army Pays program that Roush participates in when it comes to veterans recruiting.
Actually, I'm going to let Adrian, who has been the point person for this for our company, she's led the initiative last year. And this was the very first program that we as a company got involved in, and I'll let Adrian tell you more about she's done.
Adrian, he deferred to you. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Steve. So the Army Pays program, your last caller touched on this, so we're a member as well. And they have over, I think, 500 companies at this point in time that have signed on to be Army Pays partners. And so we signed on in March of 2013. And so basically it's a partnership between the U.S. Army and different corporations, companies, and public sector agencies. And the Army actually developed it as a recruiting initiative to help the Army, you know, be more appealing to young people who would be interested in obtaining a position after getting out of the Army. So basically how it works is we load a certain number of jobs that we anticipate to be hiring for over the next 10 years, and the Army uses it as a way to recruit people as well to say, hey, you know, when you're out of the Army, this company would be interested in you. And they can actually pick us and say, I'm going to be interested in interviewing with Roush 4 years from now when I get out. And then we would interview the person and, you know, go from there. So it's a really great kind of a partnership between companies and the Army.
Adrian, tell us about the MV2 Michigan Values Veterans. That you're pledged to hire 30 veterans through this program. Tell us more about that, Adrian.
Sure, that's correct. Michigan Values Veterans, it's actually a program we became more recently involved with, and the goal of that program is to basically train employers on how to attract, hire, and retain veterans. A lot of programs out there, you know, over the last few years are kind of, the goal is sort of the opposite, how to train veterans and people leaving the military on how to get positions, you know, how to write their resume, interview skills, how to search for jobs. And so this is kind of approaching the goal from the opposite end. So they actually do conferences, all-day conferences, where they train employers on how to hire and retain veterans. So we actually were really excited about this, and this program is actually the second. So the first state that they did this in was in Virginia, and it was really successful. So Michigan was the second state they decided to come to.
Let me give you the website here, folks, at www.roush.com. Roush.com. Of course, we all know that. Just go to Ford Performance Package, but it's Roush.com for the website. And we have something here also on my notes. Hire Our Heroes. In August of 2013, Roush Corporation made a commitment to hire 50 veterans by the end of 2014. How are you coming along on that, Adrian?
We're doing well. So currently we have over 200 veterans on our staff. And last year we hired 36. So with our we made a commitment with the HOH actually to hire 50 veterans. This was last year. In August we made that pledge, and that would be by the end of this year. So we are probably more than halfway, or excuse me, a little bit less than halfway to meeting that goal.
Now, you folks are on Facebook, so that would be Facebook.com, Roush Careers, or you can email, here we go, write this down, careers@roush.com, careers@roush.com. Steve, when you take a look at your veteran population, what kind of characteristics that you see?
I see people with great leadership skills, you know, great attitudes, aptitude. And one of the things that, as we've gone to many of these conferences like this, has been put on by Michigan Values Veterans. And I encourage any employer out there who is interested in hiring vets to get involved, go to these conferences to learn more about what the vets need. And what we have seen is, again, people with the attitude and aptitude. You know, people who have gone off and served our company, you know what I mean, in great leadership roles. And I'll quote one of the phrases that I heard one of the speakers at this conference tell me. He says, if you hire a vet, don't tell them what to do. You know what I mean? Tell them what needs to be done.
And get out of the way.
Exactly. Tell them what needs to be done and get out of the way. He says, these people know they've been in some challenging situations. They can figure things out. They can take the lead. And let them go. Don't try to, you know, micromanage them.
And I do want to congratulate you. We've only got about a minute and a half, can you believe that, the day. But Above and Beyond Award, you received that. You also received the Patriot Award. You also have an ESGR, Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve. Can you, about 30 seconds, Adrian, tell us very quickly about that?
The ESGR is it's a national program, actually. So we interact all the time with members of the ESGR, basically, to promote our openings. They're aware that we're looking to hire a veteran, so they'll, you know, forward interested candidates to us and that sort of thing. So that's a great program that that we've been able to be involved with.
Yeah. And one of my lead supervisors is an active member of that, and it's our duty to support the Guard, who, you know, is our first responder for our states. And we as employers need to find employment, you know, for these people to keep them in our state, keep us strong.
We want to thank Veterans Radio, both Steve and Adrian, for being on our program today. You can go to Roush.com, R-O-U-S-H.com. We've got about 30 seconds. I want to thank Steve and Adrian. Thank you very much for being on the program.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob, for having us.
Okay. Wow. Dale, Andrew, yeah. Real quick. You've got 10 seconds.
Well, I think it's nice that the, you know, these organizations are supporting veterans, hiring veterans, and they understand they're getting a quality employee in return.
Good.
Just tell them what to do. They'll do it.
That's right. This is Bob Gould, Veterans Radio. Until next week, you are dismissed.
All views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of Veterans Radio or this station. Veterans Radio is a production of Veterans Radio, LLC.